All right. Hey, guys. So this is, according to my, you know, every other week thing, this is my week to just talk about shit that I like. And I decided to just keep playing some stuff I bought recently. We've been going to record stores, like, pretty often. Just, you know, checking out new places, going to some of the same old places. And, of course, that's not going to be fairly represented in this batch, because three out of five are actually from Siren. One of the last times I was there, I picked up a bunch of stuff that Blair had saved for me, but whatever. Anyway, my point is that there's more where that came from, so, you know, every other week you'll get a little taste of my new additions. And also this week I'm just doing singles, because I love singles. I love buying them. I love listening to them. I love DJing, except nobody will hire me. I haven't really tried either, but still. Anyway, it's just fun. Okay, so my first one I'm going to play, the band is The Flying Lizards, and the song is Money, of course. If you guess anything other than that song, you're stupid. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. The single's from 1979. The band was around from 76 to 84. They're English. They're like weird. They were like, I don't know, like punk new wavy, but like the people in the band were like avant-garde and improvising people. Like they weren't like punk dudes like, yeah, let's make a record. They were like weirdos just making weird shit. And this is a cover, of course, everyone knows the original version of the song, and it sounds nothing like it. This is the song that they're best known for. I think I was aware of the song before because it was like on something I bought, but the first time I heard it like out in the wild was in the movie Empire Records. And if you've seen the movie, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you haven't seen that movie, what are you doing with your life? Anyway, so this is The Flying Lizards with their best song, Money.
In life for free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. Your love gives me such a thrill, but your love won't pay my bills. I want money. Get everything, it's true. What it don't get, I can't use. I want money. Just
Okay. If you don't like that, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry for you, because you should like it. Okay, oh, and what was I going to say about that? I believe I bought that single at Randy Now's Man Cave, which is in Bordentown, New Jersey. It's actually equally distant, I think, from where I live and from where I used to live. So if you're in Pennsylvania, it's really not too much of a haul to go there. Randy's a super nice guy. He puts on really fun shows, and he's got a really great record store, and he sells other shit too, like all kinds of stuff. So if you've never been, you should go. And if you have been, then you know what I'm talking about. Go support him. He's a good guy. Okay. Next one. This is one of the ones I got from Blair Siren. The band is Wall of Voodoo, and the song is Mexican Radio. The single came out in 1983. The band was around from 77 to 88. They reformed after that, but that was like their main thing. They're an LA band. So the band was, I guess, started by Stan Ridgway. He had a business where he was writing film scores. It was called Acme Soundtracks. And he eventually met up with a guitar and bass player. They were brothers, Mark and Bruce Moreland. They were in a band called The Skulls. So they joined up with him, and then they got a keyboard player and a drummer. And they would just jam at this place that he had for writing his film scores or whatever. And the way they got the name of the band was, one night he jokingly was comparing his recordings to Phil Spector's Wall of Sound, and a friend of his who is in a band, or was in a band, called the Fibonacci said, more like a wall of voodoo. And that's how that happened. So yeah, I said they were around from 77 to 88, but from 83 to 88, three of the members, including Stan Ridgway, had left the band. So it was like, I think it was like the two brothers and some other people. So it wasn't really the same thing. But either way, yeah, this is a fun song. I really like it. Went to see Stan Ridgway a few years ago. He did not play this, but that's okay. It was still fun, I think. I don't really remember that well. So here's Mexican Radio.
Thank you.
Okay, so yeah, that was Wall of Voodoo. Yeah. Okay. And then yeah, my next one also a Siren purchase, so whatever. But it's the band is Perubu. I feel like I've talked about them on here before, but I don't know if I've ever played them before. I'm actually doing a thing right now. I'm going through all my old podcasts and like, because sometimes I didn't write it down, so I'm just, you know, the ones I wrote down, I obviously have them. But anyway, I'm recording or making a list of all of the songs that I've played so that I have like a document and I can double check and like not repeat myself all the time. So I'm a fraction of the way through, so bear with me. You know, in the meantime, I might repeat myself, but I usually try not to. Anyway, so Perubu, and the single I have is Final Solution, because I love that fucking song. It came out in 1976. Band was around from 75 to 82, reformed in 87, and now they still tour. Different people, but the same singer, David Thomas. So, you know, that's usually like, I don't want to say the most important thing, but if there's like a different singer, it always is kind of off to me. So he's still in it. I saw them, I don't know how many years ago. It's been a while. They were really good. He was kind of weird. He just like sat there. He didn't stand. He sat in a chair and like sang the whole night. And he's a very sweaty man. But anyway, so the band is from Cleveland. And they coined the term for themselves, avant garage. And so David Thomas, who I mentioned was a singer, his quote about that is, it was a joke invented to have something to give journalists when they yelp for a neat soundbite or pigeonhole. So there you go. I'm just using that. I don't know. They're lumped in with the punk stuff. They were, I think I just mentioned them because, I forget what band it was. It was around the same time and place as Devo and also Perubu. They're like that same area. I can't remember who it was. I just did it and I'm too lazy to look at my notes right now. Anyway, so this is the song Final Solution by Perubu. I fucking love this song. That never gets old. It's kind of a long one, but hopefully you stuck through it. So, all right, my next one, this is another one that I got from Blair at Siren, but this shouldn't be too much of a surprise to anybody. It is Elvis Costello with George Jones doing the song Stranger in the House. The single is from 1979. Elvis wrote the song, and there is a solo recording of him doing it because it's on something, like it's a bonus track or whatever. But anyway, he recorded the song with George Jones for the album My Very Special Guests. That's a George Jones album, not an Elvis album. But he specifically, like, Elvis wrote the song with George Jones in mind, saying that he said that about him, that he was my guiding light whenever I wrote in the country idiom. So I think I heard the Elvis version of this first before I heard the duet version, and I've always liked this song, and I really like both of their voices, and if you're whatever, it's country, but hopefully you like it. It's a good song. So here it is, Stranger in the House.
But I thought you'd always have those young girls' eyes. For now they look in tired and bitter glances at the ghost of a man walking round in my disguise. That it should belong here, but there's no welcome in the window anyway. And he looks down for a number on his keychain, 'cause it feels more like a hotel. Everybody says that he's taken my place. There's a stranger in the house no one will ever see. Everybody says he looks like But I know you'll also miss those carefree days. And for all the angry words that pass between them, she still can't understand when you say. But everybody says that he's taken my place. There's a stranger in the house no one will ever see. But everybody says he looks like me. He looks like.
right. My last one I'm going to play for you. The band is the Donnas. I'm pretty sure I've done them on here. I know I've done them on here at least once. I don't know if it's been any more than that. So this single, I actually bought at Princeton Record Exchange. The place kind of sucks, honestly. I'm not trying to be an asshole, but just wasn't too impressed with the selection. But I did find this, so there's that. So it's Who Invited You? The B-side is Play My Game. Who Invited You is off of Spend the Night, but Play My Game is off an earlier record. I think it's off Turn 21, if I'm thinking correctly. Anyway, so the Donnas are like my, like if I could like relive my entire life, this, I would want to like come back as a Donna. So, they were, around from 1993 is when they formed. And, according to Wikipedia, they've been on a hiatus since 2012, which I think is probably accurate because I haven't heard anything from them. Like, it seems like longer than that, honestly. 2009, the drummer had to leave due to tendonitis in her shoulder, I think, because she taught herself how to play drums and was holding the sticks wrong for all those years and, like, fucked herself up, and she just can't drum anymore, which really sucks. But their story is, like, I wish I had friends that I formed a band with, and, like, you know, they all born the same year, were all friends by eighth grade, and they formed a band in, like I said, 1993. They started out as Raggedy Ann, then they changed the name to the Electrocutes, and then became the Donnas, and they got to tour Japan their senior year of high school and signed to Atlantic by 2001. And then 2002 is when Spend the Night came out, and everyone knows that album. That's the one that has Take It Off. So that's what this song is from. So yeah, this super catchy song off of Spend the Night. Here it is.
What do I have to do to get rid of you?
Ask the Donnas. That's all I got for you. I'm going to cut it off there. Cool. Thanks for listening. I can't believe I forgot to say this in the beginning. It has nothing to do with music or anything, just me talking about my life, but we have a new addition to our family. I adopted a hamster over the weekend, and he is so cute. We decided to name him Oliver. One of the perks of, my job, I guess. One of our clients, her daughter brought home a hamster from school, like it was a gift, and the hamster was supposed to be a boy, but it was a pregnant lady, and she had a bunch of babies, and so they were like, please take them, and I was like, I'll take one. So I took one, and I love him, and he's my son, and he's been hiding from me, but I think it's probably just because he's used to being surrounded by his siblings and mother, but hopefully he'll come around. Anyway, I'm obsessed, and I love him. Okay, so thank you for listening. I will be back next week with some siren stuff. All right, bye.